Observing Eagle Galaxies with JWST Predictions for Milky Way Progenitors and Their Building Blocks, by Tilly A. Evans et al. We present predictions derived from the Eagle Cosmological Hydrodynamical Simulations for the abundance and of galaxies expected to be detected at high redshift by the James Webb Space Telescope. We consider the galaxy as a whole and focus on the subpopulation of progenitors of Milky Way, MW, analogs defined to be galaxies with accretion histories similar to the MWs, that is, galaxies that underwent a merger, the Gaia-Enceladus sausage, GACE, event and that contain an analog of the Large Magellanic Cloud, LMC, satellite today. We the luminosity function of all Eagle galaxies in NIRCam passbands in the redshift range Z equals 2 to 8, taking into account dust obscuration and different exposure times. For an exposure time of T equals 10^5s, average MW progenitors are observable as far back as Z approximately 6 in most bands, and this changes to Z approximately 5 and Z approximately 4 for the GACE and LMC progenitors, respectively. The progenitors of GACE and LMC analogs are, on average, approximately 2 and approximately 1 mag fainter than the MW progenitors at most redshifts. They lie, on average, within approximately 60 and 30 arcsec, respectively, of their future MW host at all times, and thus will appear within the field of view of NIRCam. We conclude that galaxies resembling the main progenitor of the MW and its major accreted components should be observable with beyond redshift 2, providing a new and unique window in studying the formation history of our own galaxy. This was Observing Eagle Galaxies with JWST, Predictions for Milky Way Progenitors and Their Building Blocks, by Tilly A. Evans et al.